Okay. CJ, your word is get hyped.
No.
Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
I'm no hype beast. I barely know I know Supreme. Are there any others?
I don't know what you're talking about.
The brand? The hype beast brand, Supreme?
Hype beast brand? Look, I was told that the only way this podcast works is if I don't know anything. So you're going to have to explain that to me in a second. Hey, welcome to the Over Talking Podcast with your host, Ken and CJ. Say hi, CJ.
Hi, CJ.
This is the show where we talk over TV shows and movies, as typically chosen by our guests. But this week, it's chosen by the boys.
Just us.
We're talking about Bottoms, because you need two white straight dudes to talk about a lesbian rom-com.
Google Supreme brand. You for sure have seen it. It's the red and white.
Is this the brand that Mr. Beast sells?
God, fuck that guy.
Supreme. No, I have not seen this.
Really?
Supreme. Supreme spring summer preview book.
I feel like I know nothing about fashion, but at least I've heard of this.
So it's clothes?
Yes.
I see like jackets
right
now.
Yes. Okay. Clothing brand. I think they've expanded.
One has Kermit the Frog on it.
One of those things where you're just like, why is this popular? It seems pretty simple. It's just a word with like just a bold font and two colors.
Yeah, I'm not buying into this, whatever it is.
Yeah, sort of the definition of just kind of like a hype beast brand where you're just like, I don't understand why.
This has got to be influencer backed, right? Like someone's backing this. Oh, skate teams? The original Supreme skate team consisted of Ryan Hickey, Justin Pierce.
They got everything. I don't know. When you Google it, I like that one of the first things is, why is Supreme popular? Everybody's like, well, yeah, what's the deal with this?
What do they say? Why? Because there is money to be made.
Yeah.
And all that Supreme's drops are produced in limited quantities. Okay. So it's because they're like Beanie Babies. That's basically the answer.
Supreme success is due in large part to their ability to tap into this trend and create striking, recognizable designs that have become streetwear staples. Okay. See, like what? So they make clothes? Is that what they're saying?
They make clothes in limited quantities that Gen Z would wear. That's basically it, I think.
Yeah. A $2.1 billion valuation company.
Wow.
Insane.
Good for them.
Yeah.
I'm just jealous. That's all.
That's my outrage too. I'm just jealous.
So to me, it looks like they mainly make like tops.
No.
Oh,
no.
Here it comes. You ready, C? But today we're talking about Bottoms. Oh yeah. There we are. Feels so good.
I'm going to leave.
No. Bottoms. We're talking about Bottoms today. It is the 2023 comedy hit.
Ken, what did you know about this movie before watching it?
I knew it. I think I had seen the trailer, so I knew it was some girls who happen to be lesbian in high school trying to get some ass by starting a fight club. That's all I knew, which is basically the premise of it. What did you know?
I knew it took place in high school. That was it.
Okay. So you watched it off of like a recommendation then?
Yeah, okay. I knew Io Edebiri, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. I'm a big fan of hers.
From The Bear?
I knew. Yes, I would say I knew her before The Bear, but yeah.
Oh, hot shot over here, guys. Wow.
She's a free... Have you not seen any of her Hollywood Handbook appearances?
Oh, you know what? I guess I have. Yeah,
I
knew the name, and then I didn't piece it together where I knew it from, but that's it. Okay.
She's a stand-up and comedy writer. She wrote on Big Mouth, all this other stuff. Yeah, she's very funny.
Cool.
So yeah, I just knew it took place in high school and she was in it and that it was a comedy. And I was like, all right, here we go. And then, yeah, when the Fight Club stuff happened, I was like, whoa, wait, what? Is that what this movie is about?
Takes a left turn.
I thought it was hilarious that was what it would like turned out to be.
I love that every
did not
part
see that coming.
Every part of this movie, it sounds like there's like one-off, like just off-the-cuff, like random things that are said. And then it just immediately becomes that's what's happening basically.
Yeah,
like just at one point they're like asking, oh, what'd you do over the summer, and then a person keeps guessing and it's like, oh, did you go to juvie?
They just go with
that's
every
that they just go with it. That's lie. That's what happens for the rest of the movie. They assume that they went to juvie. It's so good.
I love the little guest appearance. Speaking of hype beast stuff, Beast Mode himself, Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah. Hilarious. He was very in funny. This movie. The only other comedy thing I've seen him in was one of the, what was that murder show? Netflix that I can't remember the name of.
Murderville
with
Will Arnett.
Will Arnett. Thank you. I'll provide the filler words and you put in the actual nouns. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Gotcha. Yeah. If you haven't seen our Instagram, we got a comment from somebody who watched our videos saying that we've figured out the podcast formula, which is in order for a podcast to work, one of them has to be the dumb one that knows nothing and the other has to explain everything to them. Dude, congratulations, you're doing it right.
Every single podcast TikTok thing that I see that's like a clip from a podcast, right, is one dude who's explaining to another dude, have you heard about this thing? And then the other guy's like, no, I haven't heard about it. He's like, oh, let me tell you. And he's like, so there's this crazy thing and it's crazy. And he's like, whoa. And it just goes back and forth with that, with one dude explaining something crazy to another dude, and that's the whole clip. And that's
isn't
what
that
makes
crazy?
A good podcast.
That is crazy.
Apparently,
I mean, it sort of makes sense. I get it. Like when I think about some of the podcasts that I listen to that are more like comedy adjacent, it is one guy actually knows what he's talking about. I mean, the other is there to like make jokes.
I get it. I mean, especially if it is something interesting that they're talking about, it's better to have someone who's like the audience, basically, right? Who you get to react through them. I don't know.
Yeah,
I think we're typically both pretty knowledgeable, except about random shit like Supreme clothing brand. Forgive me.
I also disagree that we're both pretty knowledgeable. I don't think that's true at all.
No. Well, that's why we
the
need...
trick is we're both the dumb one.
We're both the dumb one, and then we bring the guest on. Yeah.
Yeah, and they actually know what they're talking about,
right? But not this week, guys. Now you get the both dummies. So deal with it.
Yeah. I feel like I know I'm really jumping ahead here, but given that this is a comedy, I'm so on edge of, I feel like you either loved it or hated it, and there's no in between with this one.
Do you want me to keep you in suspense, or you want to know?
I don't know.
Do you really not know what I would think about this movie?
No, I don't.
Wow.
We've been doing this for so many years. I've known you since high school. I feel like when it comes to comedies, I truly am baffled.
Yeah. Okay, I'll tell you right now that I didn't like it. It was... I'm kidding. Yeah, it was really funny. I was laughing.
Good.
Way more than Meg was when we watched it. Yeah.
Yes.
I thought it was hilarious. It was really, really good. I thought Marshawn Lynch was great. Better than his appearance in Murderville, I think.
Yeah.
Because I think he was just starting, right? Like, he didn't really have his footing.
Well, also, Murderville is like... You're kind of acting, but it's mostly like improv.
It's
you truly have no idea.
Yeah,
which
exactly. is what acting is, from what I hear. But
that's right, God, very good.
But he was hilarious in this. I think he did some improv in this as well. Based on,
I hope so. It seemed like it.
The credits blooper reel.
Oh yeah, true. They did give like alts to some of his lines.
Yeah.
I always love... Show me all of those. Give me like 20 minutes of alts at the end of the credits. I want to see all of it.
That was a good blooper reel, or alts, or whatever.
Yeah,
that was good. But man, I think my favorite person in this whole movie was Jeff.
Get out of the car.
You can't tell me what to do!
Yeah, no, you can't.
Okay, I'm sorry that I looked at Mrs. Riley and lightly grazed your left tit, all right?
How can you not laugh at every single thing Jeff does...
Explain for the listeners who Jeff is, because I agree, he's really great.
Jeff is the main, I assume, quarterback for the high school football team.
Yeah, he's the quarterback.
He's dating one of the love interests of the two main girls, and he is the stereotypical white, I don't know, masculine...
Most popular kid in school, because he's the quarterback.
Guy.
Yeah.
Who everyone like babies basically because he's like the person in high school.
The hero.
Yeah.
Yeah. I found that character so relatable to my experience in high school.
Dude,
being, you know, a huge jock that was super popular.
Obviously.
Got all the girls.
Yeah. Had so much sex, you know.
Yeah.
Definitely mirrors, I think, both of our experiences. So.
Yeah. Related to him a ton. It's It's like, oh, I was Jeff. Interesting.
Wow.
I like this guy.
Well, yeah, every time he's just like, I don't know. He's not even like masculine. He's mostly like just kind of a weeb, I guess, in some yeah. ways. Like when he's getting food at the cafeteria, he's just like,
Jeff's so hungry. Jeff's so hungry.
He is, yeah, like a child.
Yeah.
He gets like tapped on the leg and falls to the ground and is like, ah, my knee. And all of his football players run over to rescue him. And I love that they're always wearing their uniform, no matter what. They're in football gear.
They have to be. But I love that in the background later on, we see he's eventually in crutches the next day, even though like he for sure was not hurt. And he eventually in the background, he's on the football field with his team and he just throws the crutches down and he's like, yeah, look at me. I'm the best. There's so much good stuff that happens in the background in this movie.
They really try to like jam in as much comedy as they can in like every scene. It's really good.
Oh my God. It's the best. I don't know. Yeah. It definitely one of the better comedies I've seen in quite a while.
I'm so happy to hear that. It's definitely more of a, like an indie movie. It has a budget of $11.3 million. Mm. Pretty small.
Pretty small, things considered, yeah.
I do love, Elizabeth Banks is one of the producers on it. Mm. So it is interesting, the movie poster, like it's them posing, and at the very top it says like, from the producers of Pitch Perfect and Cocaine Bear, referring to
the other Elizabeth Banks movies. Yeah. Yeah. I just think she is an interesting producer for sure.
Yeah.
All over
to
the place.
To go from, Pitch Perfect, a like extremely successful franchise that they've done like five or six movies of.
Which he's in.
To Cocaine Bear.
Yeah. And then.
Which we've done.
Back to Bottoms. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm still a little mad at Cocaine Bear.
Why?
Because it wasn't as good as that I was expecting.
Yeah, it really wasn't. But, you know, what? There's only so much you can do.
Yeah.
I mean.
That's episode 302 for people who want to listen to us talk about how we were disappointed in Cocaine Bear.
We have to do
seems very silly to say that I'm disappointed in a movie called Cocaine Bear.
Well, it had a lot of your comedy idols in it, right? That maybe just didn't live up.
It just seemed like... I don't know, like they weren't having as much fun as I thought you would with a ridiculous premise like this or something. It's very like gory and graphic. One part like I still think about is like, Jesus Christ.
I think it's ambulance.
It's even a, is that really? Yes, yeah, exactly.
That's what comes to mind for me as well.
That's even like too much for me. And I usually don't mind gore at all. I was like, fuck, God, it's brutal.
Yeah, I think it's meant to be like a horror comedy. Definitely emphasis on the comedy, but... It's weird. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's worth checking out just because, like, you know, it's crazy like that they made a movie called Cocaine Bear. Are they making a sequel? They were talking about it at one point.
What? What would the sequel be?
Oh, yeah. It's in production.
Is it really?
Oh, well, hold on. It's on IMDb, but I don't think it's actually in production yet. Elizabeth Banks is...
Not confirmed yet.
In talks about directing... the second one, but yeah, not confirmed yet. But yeah, they kind of set it up where the Cocaine Bear had children. So
true. Yeah,
could be Cocaine Bears. But look, we're not here to talk about Cocaine Bear. We're here to talk about Bottoms. CJ, what was your favorite moment?
I mean, like, again, because I knew so little going into it, the joy I had when it turned into like, oh, this movie is going to be about them starting a high school fight club. Like that was, I did not see that coming whatsoever. So as soon as they went down that road, I was like, oh, hell yeah, here we go. This is going to rule.
Yeah.
And just that they're fully like full on punching each other in the face.
Yeah. They all have cuts and bruises and there's blood.
Yeah. That was very funny to me. And I did love Jeff and that like... the twist on the stereotypical quarterback high school, like he is actually a weak baby that everybody like coddles.
I loved all of the Jeff posters up in the school. Did you notice those? A lot of them were him in like a man thong. And then, like, yeah. there were different zooms in on his crotch in different posters. It was, oh my God.
Yeah. Isn't there? There's one that it says, like, it's game day, and then it says, get horny.
their high school is called the Vikings, is their mascot. So it's yeah. get horny. It's the double entendre of it.
And they do the, so when he gets, so our protagonists are the ones that, like, slightly barely tap his leg with their car mm-hmm. because they're blocking the way of in a parking lot. And so he, like, falls to the ground. Everybody runs over. And then they do the thing in, like, every dramatic movie where it's, like, an eagle-eye view of the camera and they all look up to the sky and go, like, no! And, like, shout that he's, like, injured.
Screaming to God.
And the principal loves Jeff and defends, like, everyone knows who he is and will do whatever they can to protect him. And, like, yeah, they get in trouble because they injured Jeff. It's an all-around banger of a movie. Everyone should go watch this. Great. It's so good.
Yeah, yeah, just the world that they've created where everything is just a little off, and that's just the norm. I don't know
if you know this, but yeah, the main sort of star is also one of the two people that wrote the movie. So very cool to see the star of the movie was the writer and the one that, like, helped create this idea and world and stuff.
I saw there were two writers. Was the other writer Io? No, right?
No. So it was written by I'm definitely gonna butcher their names. There's two writers. One of them is also the director, and the other one is the star of the movie.
The other one, I assume. Not Io, the...
Yeah, DJ. Rachel Sinat. I don't know how to pronounce that.
Cool. Yeah. Wow. That's awesome. Yeah.
Who plays PJ in the movie. That's her character name.
Nice.
I do... I watched this a while ago, and I follow Io on Letterboxd. And I do want to share, she checked in the movie Bottoms on her Letterboxd. You'll be shocked to know it got 5 stars from her.
Okay.
And her review is, I'm in it with my friends, so.
Okay. Yep. Makes sense.
Yeah. That's.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
That's a fair review.
I like when people check in their own movies, but, like, they give it 1 star and they're just like, I'm too close to this. I'm like, that's it. It's so good.
Interesting. I would just assume that they would just do the like feature and not give it, like, a star rating.
No, that's not funny.
I guess that is kind of funny that they're actively hurting the rating of the movie they're in.
Yeah. Lame, bad movie.
I mean, yeah, at least the people that I follow on Letterboxd, this is getting, like, rave reviews from all of them.
Yeah, I saw a bunch of people, I believe including yourself, that, yeah, rated it, like, 5 stars, like, just loved it. So I added it to our list, and I was the one who brought it to Meg and was like, hey, we should probably watch this at some point. Because, yeah, it was great. Loved it.
Yeah.
We had this one, and then Lisa Frankenstein is the other one on our list right now that we're planning on watching soon.
That did... I would give that a shot. That looked pretty good.
Right? Yeah. I don't know. After watching Poor Things, I thought we should probably watch this too. So I think that'll be more... something that both of us would actually enjoy.
Yeah.
And it takes place in the same universe as Jennifer's Body, according to the director.
Oh, so interesting.
Yeah. But I'll save some stuff in case we ever talk about it on the podcast. But
I swear I heard that Rachel is doing something bigger or, like, something coming up, but of course I'm blanking on it. I'm trying to find...
Oh, shit. She was in Bodies, Bodies, Bodies. Oh, I forgot that. That's right. Okay.
I did find it. She sold a half-hour comedy pilot to HBO. That's what I was hearing, that she had a new show that was going to come out.
Okay, cool.
Which I'm going to jump all over that if that happens.
Nice. Yeah, I was going to say, this whole movie felt like Booksmart. I don't know, kind of, right?
Booksmart, another great movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is where I want, like, I feel like we maybe get one of these movies a year, if that. Like, there's just... I know this is a, you know, super original complaint, but there just aren't any comedies anymore! What's the deal with there being no comedies?
I don't know. It seems like... I mean, of course, I'm very biased, but it seems like horror has really taken over the box office, and comedies are kind of getting pushed out a little bit. There's, like, 4 horror movies in theaters right now. How many comedies are there? Are there any?
None.
Yeah, I don't know. So.
Kung Fu Panda 4, I guess would be.
I guess. I mean, yeah, I guess, you know, a lot of things are comedy, but they're also like something else, right? Like, or animated for children. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. That's technically a comedy, but I would say maybe more just kind of a family movie.
Yeah, right, right.
Does Ghostbusters Frozen Empire count? Probably not.
Oh, well, kind I of. Mean, that could be argued as horror as well, right?
Yeah, true.
I don't know.
Yeah, the top box office currently, Ken, your favorite, Godzilla X Kong, colon, The New Empire.
Hell yeah.
Monkey Man, which looks super good. I really want to see that.
I've heard that's Godzilla X Kong's prequel. So
that was good.
Oh, and then also I think the new Planet of the Apes movie as well.
Oh yeah,
also tied to Kong probably in some way.
Uh-huh. But you're right, then you have the First Omen.
Mm-hmm.
Immaculate,
Civil War is being considered a horror movie.
Yeah,
I think Sting is out in theaters now too. That's a spider movie. But yeah, there's a lot of different things. That's crazy. Which is great for me. I love it. I need to go to the theater again. Getting back to bottoms, apparently both Rachel and Io were in another movie in 2020 called Double Date together, and they both starred in it. I don't know anything about it, but one of the Letterboxd reviews says nice little bottoms prequel.
Oh, interesting.
So I wonder if they're playing the same characters or if it's just like a kind of a demo thing. I don't know, but Io's and Rachel's new romances come to a halt when both of their partners show up to a double date and realize they have more in common with each other. Okay, so no, this has nothing to do with bottoms. and they're playing themselves, I guess? I don't know.
Is that a movie or just a...
I don't know. Is it like a show. Short, maybe?
Yeah.
See, this is the problem with this podcast, is that we're both dummies.
Yeah, exactly. I agree with that. It's like a 3-episode little short show.
Oh, kind of it's thing. like a web series.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I would watch it. I mean,
yeah, I'm sure it's good. I want to try to find how to watch that for sure.
Yeah.
Comedy Central thing, I think it looks like.
Yeah, I see an alternate name called Io and Rachel Are Single.
Yeah, Double Date is the name of the episode.
Oh, okay. Oh, gotcha.
Looks like
the series is called Io and Rachel Are Single. Got it.
Right,
so check that out.
Try to find that right after this.
Looks like they're on Comedy Central's website for free. They're each like five minutes long. So,
oh,
very short.
Okay. Very weird tangent, but have you seen trailers for the new Nick Cage horror movie?
Oh, Long Legs.
Arcadian.
Oh, he's in a couple coming out.
Oh, okay.
Arcadian, I think, is coming out first. Yeah. I know I haven't. I avoid horror trailers because I don't want to know anything.
Oh, sorry. That's out now. I didn't realize that.
Out. There we go. Add it to the list.
There
Dang.
You go.
Ooh, I want to see
Getting
that.
Getting great reviews.
He's. I mean, his horror movies are fantastic.
He's just the best.
I'm excited for Long Legs. He's in that one too, and that's going to be. It's about like a serial killer. But there's also some sort of supernatural element going on. I don't know much about it, but
it's not about spiders.
Surprisingly, no.
Man, he was in The Retirement Plan, a movie after Dream Scenario, before Arcadian.
Of course he is. I mean, he comes out with like, what, he averages 3 a year, I think. So
yeah, damn. Oh wait, yeah. I have seen stuff about this. All right, I gotta watch this too. Action comedy crime. That's right up my alley. Let's do that. Not getting great reviews on IMDb, you know, we can ignore that.
We don't look at
those
IMDb.
Snobs on IMDb.
Yeah. We go to the audience score and Rotten Tomatoes. That's where the good stuff is.
The people's score.
The people's score.
Should we get to our ratings?
I think it's time for ratings, yeah.
You've heard us debating. We know you've been waiting. So now it's time to hear our ratings.
Ken, a scale of 1 to 10 for you. What do you rate the movie? Bottoms.
For me, I will give Bottoms a full 9. 9. 9's pretty good.
9.
9's pretty great.
Ken, I'm going to reach out and grab your hand, so we're in the hand-holding club, okay. And I'm giving it a 9 as well.
All right, let's do it. Yeah, not a perfect movie for me, but like, you know, it's a pretty great movie. And I feel like it's rewatchable too. I don't know.
Totally.
Very, very funny. Keeps you guessing the whole way. It just keeps building, and it gets bloodier but funnier as it goes, and
the ending is incredible. Full on like fight sequence. It's so good.
Yeah, amazing. Love it. Gonna keep recommending it. I don't know what more to say about it.
If you out there are like me, that is just, you know, desperately trying to find any new comedy movies out there, this one's for you.
It's streaming on Amazon Prime right now. So if you got that,
yeah,
go check it out.
It's available.
Easy peasy.
And then coming up soon, we'll definitely be doing the retirement plan and
yes,
talk about that later.
We'll talk about the horror one too, and we'll get all the Nick Cage taken care of.
You will have to report back about Arcadian.
Okay.
Like if you think I can handle that or not. The trailer, of course, makes it look creepy, but it does seem kind of action-y too. So maybe I can
horror action
get away with it. It
looks like almost sci-fi too. Interesting. Yeah, I don't know. I'll let you know how it goes. It seems kind of all over the place.
Yeah.
Decent ratings, though. 84% are on Tomatoes. Spoiler alert. what did Bottoms get on Rotten Tomatoes?
90%.
There you go. That's pretty dang good.
And an 89% audience score. Everyone agrees.
Critics and audiences agree. Bottoms is a hit.
Bottoms. Coming this fall.
What do we got to plug at the end here, Siege?
You can follow us on all the things at Overtalking Pod. I posted some videos of an episode a couple weeks ago. You can go check those out.
Very good.
I know this is an old man statement, but TikTok is wild. The disparity between Instagram views to TikTok are like couldn't be more different.
Yeah.
We're up to like 1,600 views on one of those videos on TikTok, which is wild to me. Everyone agrees Tesla Cybertrucks are dumb.
Seems like it. Yeah, but we're on both places. Follow us on all the things that we're talking about. Because who knows what will happen to TikTok eventually.
True. Government incorrectly trying to ban it because they're racist, essentially.
Yeah, pretty much.
Very, very stupid. You can email us at overtalkingpod@gmail.com. Call or text us at USACAT1591. Go to our website, overtalkingpod.party. It's a real website.
That's right. Oh, well, that's weird. They're not here.
Who's not here?
Usually the Overtalking Overlords would show up. Right now, I'm not with CJ. But what's that behind you, Siege?
What?
Oh no, they're here or there. The Overtalking Overlords have arrived at CJ's place of recording, which is the last place I was. I think they're a bit confused.
You idiots! This is not. You gotta go. Going back, you gotta. It's like 40-minute drive.
They just keep northeast. They keep inching towards him. I don't know. I think you have to say it this time, Siege. Do you know it?
No, I definitely don't know the trance.
They're getting closer. You better hurry up.
Rate it, and then you do like open the app and find some stars and give all the stars, and then say this is good in a comment.
They don't seem happy enough. Here we go. If you like the show, please go on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and rate and review where applicable. Reviews are what help people find this podcast. Okay. Also, we spend a new money in advertising. So if you like the show, please tell a friend and spread the word. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. That's yeah,
they're gone now. Okay, good.
Okay, there we go. Thank you. Bye. Oh, yep. Bye.
Hopefully they'll figure out. They won't bother you again. Hopefully. I don't know.
No. And as we say at the end of every single episode, get horny!
Bye.
Bye.
This episode of the Overtalking Podcast was produced by Ken and CJ, edited by CJ. This week was just the boys. Music by Justin Peters, logo by Nate Richards. Check out Nate's work on Instagram @NateRichardsDesigns.